Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsy, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eric Holmes. In today's episode, the line between predator and prey is about to be obliterated as an unstoppable force of precision and vengeance faces off against the galaxy's ultimate hunter. In one corner, you have John Wick, a relentless and highly skilled assassin driven by vengeance and a strict personal code, whose mastery of firearms, martial arts, and strategy makes him an unstoppable force in the criminal underworld. And in the other corner, you have the Predator, a towering extraterrestrial hunter armed with advanced technology and primal instincts who seeks worthy prey to claim trophies in a ritualistic pursuit of honor and dominance. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And you guess it, this battle has been hotly debated since the first installment of the John Wick film series. So it's about freaking time that I got the Who Would Win Unleashed treatment. Eric, I have to find this out. What do you think of today's matchup?
I cannot wait. Come on, John Wick, and then also, the Predator, like the amount of pure gunpowder that's going to be in this show, I cannot wait to get started.
This is a battle I've often thought about because you have what I call the equivalent of Chewbacca meeting Rambo with better weapons, going up against, I don't even know how I would describe John Wick in this, but he's just like, he's a little Boba Fett, he's a little Han Solo, and a whole lot more. This is a very serious kind of match that we're doing for Who Would Win Unleashed. We've been doing a series of fun, entertaining, kind of out-of-the-box, wacky matchups, but we're coming back to our roots, doing a matchup that the fans have kind of known us to do for years and years and years, and here we go. Now, the judge we have for today is uniquely qualified to talk about both of these characters and also to kind of render judgment, making the first appearance on the Who Would Win show. It's the fight coordinator for the Continental. It's the fight coordinator for Extraction. It's the fight coordinator for a really, small lesser-known movie called Mortal Kombat 2 that's coming out soon. This is someone who's insanely talented, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. It's the one, it's the only. It's Michael Lehrer. Michael, welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
How's it going?
Good so far. Just keep it down and make sure that you keep everything to a minimum, please. Michael, listen, you've been working on a lot of great stuff. You know, friend of the show, we've known each other through the martial arts world forever. You're a partner in Relentless Martial Arts. New MMA school opened up in Venice, California.
Yeah.
That's right. Just so you know, Eric lost a bet where, you know, now he's got to become a student in jiu-jitsu. So, you know, he's taking a couple of classes. I think you've seen him a couple of times in class. If he looks familiar. My whole point is this is a Relentless Martial Arts kind of community coming together, doing a Who Would Win Unleashed episode. With all of that, what are some of your highlights, lowlights? What have you been working on? What are some of the cool things you can tell our fan base, the Legion of Audience?
Thank you for all that. It's very fun that we're talking about John Wick, and I actually got the chance to be in two of those movies. I was Keanu's main training partner for, one of his main training partners for John Wick 2.
Wow.
Getting thrown all over the place for months on end. And then in the third one, I was able to come back and actually do some cool fight stuff that they cut out the part where he kills me. Mm. So if you go back and watch that movie, me and another fella come out when he's at the Glass House finale, and we just like kick the crap of him, out of him, like down a bunch of glass hallways and just shattering a bunch of glass everywhere. And then afterwards we leave, I guess, because they didn't show us actually dying. So I think he and I are like two of the only goons to ever beat up John Wick and live, which is something I'll probably put on my epitaph at some point in time. But yeah, as of right now, Mortal Kombat 2 obviously is going to be coming out in late October. Very, very excited about that. We put a lot of work into that one. It had a fantastic team, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how people feel about it, especially compared to the first one, because I know the first one was the subject of a lot of debate about, you know, is it a proper reboot? Is it something that people are really going to be into, given that they changed a little bit of the narrative and stuff in it, and, you know, trying to create the, I guess, would it be like the MKU or whatever, the Mortal Kombat universe, right. Or Cinematic Universe, MKCU. But, you know, I love that franchise. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and stuff, and I'm really a big fan of video games, so I want to see how it turns out. But yeah, other than that, just put out a new demo reel and getting excited to see what comes next. We've got a lot of fun little projects going on in the
awesome. Office.
Well, there's one project in particular that I was lucky enough to work with you on, live action superhero short called Alpha Initiative Zero, where you got to direct and actually just showcase so much great stuff. We're going to have some big news about that coming out soon where everyone can watch it with some cool press. And I'm hoping people watch this and get blown away. It's funny when people congratulate me on the short, when I say, great, this is a Michael Lehr film. I might have been one of the producers, as was Michael, but this is a Michael Lehr film. I got to see firsthand how much Mike actually pours all of himself into a project. And it is intense. It's amazing. It's incredible. What was your experience? What are your hopes and expectations from Alpha Initiative Zero?
Oh, I mean, I hope it gets us like $1 million or something. No, I don't know. I mean, it was really fun for me. I like to say that like a lot of the process is really kind of the reward in a lot of ways, you know, that the journey is sometimes more important than the destination, of course. Of course, we really want this movie to do well and, you know, get some attention because everyone put a lot of hard work into it. But if I were to take away anything from it, it's especially like recently, I've just noticed how important a lot of the people are within the workspace, and, you know, people who are not just, you know, comrades, but they're also, you know, very, very close friends and stuff, and people that we should treasure and hold on to and really love and respect the experiences that we've gone through with them. And, you know, that experience was a lot of everyone sort of stressing super hard as they were having fun and giving high fives. And I think that's maybe the best example of what making movies or TV should be about, is everyone's getting a lot of work done, doing expensive pretending, but having a good time doing it, and you know, making sure that you have friendships that kind of last for a long time. And for me, that was what those 3 days were all about, was just a lot of fun. And then, like, I think 3 years of me just editing it and hating my life.
I remember that process. We don't need to talk about that. I need to reveal something to the team, too, and to the Who Would Win audience, Legion of Audience, I should say. We've used John Wick a number of times. I've repped him a number of times as well on the show. And in one episode, we had John Wick versus Bane. Nice. And I was repping John Wick, and I said, you know, let me just go to the source here to talk to someone who knows what John Wick can do and can't do against Bane. I called Michael Lehr right away. I don't know if you recall. We talked about it. Like, okay, so what would John Wick do against Bane? What have you? I was actually repping Bane on that one, and Michael was like, well, there's this. Anyway, that knowledge has been crucial. Thank you for that. It's a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a cheat. I was definitely cheating is what I was trying to say. So thank you for that. With all that being said, today's episode is going to be insane. I'm repping the Predator. You're repping John Wick. By the way, do I ever love John Wick? Great franchise with a lot of legs. I'm telling you, this thing could keep going. I know what happened to John Wick 4. I'm just putting that out there. With all that being said, let's get to this battle. But before we do, let's go over the basics of a who would win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the who would win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. Now, I know you're doing John Wick. Let me make things really simple. I'm going to rep the Predator from the first film that the Predator appeared back in the late 80s with Arnold and what have you. Mm-hmm. When it comes to determining the winner, by the way, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line of who would win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to visit the official Who Would Win store. Visit sayword.co/collections. That's sayword.co/collections. And click on the Who Would Win merch section. Get your hands on some great Who Would Win merch, shirts, hats, hoodies, and our very own proprietary 3D printed Who Would Win versus stand. Eric, please give us the details for John Wick.
John Wick, the legendary assassin known as Baba Yaga, is a master of firearms, martial arts, and tactical combat, feared across the criminal underworld for his unrelenting precision and efficiency. Once a man who sought peace after leaving his violent past behind, his life is thrust back into chaos when personal tragedy reignites his thirst for vengeance. With a stoic demeanor, masking his deep emotional scars, Wick operates with a strict code of honor, turning every confrontation into a symphony of calculated destruction as he dismantles enemies with unmatched skill and relentless determination. And I give you John Wick, people.
Very cool. Well done, Eric. Now, here are the details for the Predator. The Predator, a towering extraterrestrial hunter from the Yautja species, that's a thing, by the way, stands as the ultimate apex predator in the cosmos, standing and imposing somewhere between 7 to 8 feet tall. These reptilian warriors are built for the hunt, combining raw physical power with advanced alien technology, equipped with active camouflage, infrared vision, and an arsenal of lethal weapons, including wrist blades and plasma cannons. The Predator stalks its prey with ruthless efficiency. Driven by a culture of honor and ritualistic hunting, these interstellar sports hunters seek out the most dangerous and worthy opponents across the galaxy. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Michael, do you have any questions before we get started?
No, I'm glad you clarified we're talking about the Predator from the John McTiernan film, though, and not that Chris Hansen cop surveillance show that got took off the air. It's very good. I'm just saying I love clarity. I love the specifics. He is a Predator. That's the name of the species. It's not a thing that you might assign to someone in society.
Correct. I felt also if you took like the combined power of all of the so-called Predators Chris Hansen found, like sure, he took out one at a time with the police force, but if you combined all of the Predators together, right, that he had to take on, that would be an imposing force. That's like, you know,
like Spider-Man. Legion from the Bible.
Exactly. So it's not a legion of human predators that have been arrested, thankfully. Yeah. It's just the, it's a single predator from the alien Yautja species.
Yeah, gotcha.
These are important talks. Yeah, these are important talks to have.
So that was clarified. So yes, we're talking about the Predator, yes, the movie.
Correct.
Yeah, an acceptable Predator.
That is it though? All right. Right, very cool. All right, Eric, go ahead and hit us with your point number one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
All right, yeah, so I want to start with John Wick's physicals, okay? John Wick literally operates at peak human strength, capable of snapping necks with his bare hands and overpowering opponents in close combat, even when outnumbered or injured. John Wick also has superhuman durability, all right? He survives falls from extreme heights, such as a 24-foot drop onto solid surfaces. He also has been hit by speeding cars multiple times without staying down. He's also able to endure being thrown through glass over balconies, and also he can keep on fighting as if he was untouched, okay? On top of that, his endurance. Wick fights through gunshot wounds, stabbings, brutal beatings without slowing down. His pain tolerance is extraordinary. He also shrugs off injuries like being shot at point-blank range or stabbed in the leg while defeating skilled opponents. Another thing about John Wick is his speed and reflexes, all right? This really comes into play with a lot of the things that he can do. He literally consistently can dodge bullets at close range, redirects enemies' weapons mid-fight, and reacts faster than most opponents can aim or strike. His speed alone allows him to take on multiple armed opponents at the same time. He also has elite combat skills. These are the type of martial arts that he's been trained in. He's trained in judo, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Krav Maga. Wick also combines grappling, striking, tactical firearm skills with fluid precision. His versatility makes him lethal in any combat scenario. More on this later, of course. I mean, John Wick is an absolute beast. So my other point that I want to make in my first point here is his incredible mental focus under pressure. Another thing about Wick, he's able to maintain perfect composure in high-stress situations while using his tactical mind to adapt instantly to threats. This mental discipline literally amplifies his physical capabilities, making him a nearly unstoppable force in a battle. That's my first point, James.
Okay, here's the deal. I think John Wick is, I'm going to say, I think he's low-level superhuman. I don't think, you know, you look at the Fast and the Furious, you look at what Dom Toretto can do. Definitely Captain America, low-level superhuman, but superhuman nonetheless. Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely where I would put John Wick, whether it's actually the case or not, but what I have noticed, you know, that fall from the building top where he hits another building, bounces down and gets and hits the ground and right. goes and survived it, which is crazy. I think he's got one of those before he has to find some place to heal up or get away. Mm. I think he can take something that's superhumanly insane to take once. That's it. I think if he had to take that fall and immediately 5 seconds later, take another one of those falls, I don't think he's getting up, or at least he's messed up very, very badly, right? Yeah, so I think what's interesting, what you brought up, all great points, but the Predator isn't a, I'm going to hit you once and leave you alone type of thing. He's going to keep coming at you with heavy artillery, blade, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting, the tactics and the situation that's going to be happening here. More on that later. Now let me get to my point number one. I'm going to talk about the Predator's physical capabilities as well, because, you know, first of all, it's got superhuman strength. This thing's huge. It can lift things weighing over 1,000 kilograms. It can crush a human skull with a single hand. It's got really insane durability as well. For example, you know, I know it's not the same thing. I'm talking about the Predator wherever, but they used an example of this in the movie Predators, which you can, you know, say, okay, if they can withstand that, they're the same species, same size, then this Predator can do as well. You know, they can withstand multiple gunshots from high caliber rifles mm-hmm. and just continue to fight. It's going to hurt them, but they're not going to be stopped by traditional, you know, the way a human be stopped by a shotgun. This thing can take a whole bunch of shotgun blasts and keep going. It's also got incredible agility. It can jump from extreme heights. We saw that in the first Predator film. It's going from tree to tree, also moving insanely fast as well. You just don't think, you know, like my old Hebrew school teacher, Mrs. Finkelbaum, you just don't think something that big can move that fast. The Predator can. It's also got these advanced sensory abilities, right? It can see with its mask, without its mask, you know, in infrared, even though it's a little blurry. I'm assuming this takes place in a city, you know, kind of landscape, whatever, at night. And that's actually going to favor, visibility-wise, the Predator with its sight, never mind the technology that enhances it later. It's also got berserker rage. We saw this in the first Predator in close combat. This Predator enters that state of heightened aggression and strength. There was this whole write-up in the early 90s of Predators versus Aliens, cool comic book series, and it talked and referenced that movie, that this thing would go into a heightened sense of berserker rage where mentally it would allow itself to get even more powerful physically, more, you know, durable, bring out, I guess, adrenaline pumping strength, whatever it was. And against something like a John Wick, that's definitely a berserker rage waiting to happen for the Predator. They have physical superiority over humans in every way. That's the big thing. The Predator is going to hit harder than John Wick. It can take more damage than John Wick. Maybe even faster than John Wick, definitely more agile as well. So just put that all together. And I don't think John Wick's ever faced off against something like a Predator. The Predators probably face off against humans before because they're super long lived and have evidence that they've fought like soldiers and warriors of the past and what have you. And they can fight up close range, long range, whatever it is because of their speed. And they also have superhuman endurance. This is a cool part. They can outdo any other human really just in terms of lasting longer or whatever. I think that's a push with John Wick because he uses his willpower to kind of create some superhuman endurance or pain tolerance, what have you. But the Predator is right up there as well. And look, when you put all this together, again, Chewbacca meets Rambo just with way better weapons. That's what John Wick is facing with the Predator. That's my point number one.
That was good. No, and at this point, I think the Predator's endurance does play a really big role for him. And obviously, I will give some more fascinating points about John Wick, but right now they do have very similar capabilities.
I'm a little weirded out how polite you and I are being towards each other, how respectful we are, because
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. This is very different.
It's such a tough matchup.
And it's two opponents that are awesome, and especially how much I love Predator, I love John Wick. I mean, right. It just speaks to me in so many different levels. Let's throw this to the judge. Mike, you've had a chance to hear points, one point from both Eric and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
You know, it's very interesting because, you know, obviously the Predator is an alien. I mean, it's like a different, entirely physiological being and everything. You know, its anatomy is totally different. What's interesting, though, is that I think there is a little bit of an analog in the third John Wick movie. There was a scene where he's in the Continental and they launched like a platoon of armored Spec Ops guys at him, fully decked out, fully loaded. He is at a complete disadvantage working solo with just his limited arsenal. And, I mean, those guys didn't live. I mean, they super died. So, you know, it's one of those things where I think the more benefit something seems to have inherently, the almost the worse it works out for them when it goes up against someone like a John Wick who, you know, given his background, you know, as we've said about, you know, his martial arts experience being in things like grappling and jiu-jitsu, you know, I know he does like Aikido and stuff a lot too. A lot of these martial arts are about using someone's force against them or playing the odds in your favor, stacking them in a way where you take away some of the other person's best attributes. And sometimes when you're rolling, you know, you're a very, very high-level black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu yourself, so, James, so understanding how someone with a lot of berserker rage might seem very effective on the streets against, you know, say, like, the guy who takes out your garbage or something. I'm not sure that would work in the favor going against someone who can use that against you, like a John Wick, someone who's probably seen that from many other people and is conditioned to not react in a way that would give it too much of an advantage. That's the way I'm leaning right now. It seems like as though they're evenly specced out in terms of tactics and experience. I almost feel like John Wick's used to being solo by himself and overcoming big odds, whereas the Predator's used to being with a bunch of itself, with a bunch of other, you know, members of its species and stuff, going on ritualistic hunts, which, you know, look at how we've ever done that, going out with a fox and a, you know, whatever, a bunch of hounds trying to catch something out in the woods or whatever. You know, it's, you're trying to stack the odds in your favor, but it doesn't necessarily work out just because you have more numbers or more artillery. Sometimes it's the people with the better tactics. You know, I mean, isn't that the American Revolution? Isn't that our story about how we like to, yeah, we're really great? Basically, I'm just saying, like, we're all John Wick. And
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I thought also you were referencing when you and I went on the hunt that one time. After jiu-jitsu classes, because we had to take out that thing. We don't need to talk about it. But you're right. Together, we took out that thing. We were
really hungry. You know, yeah. I needed to get that possum and make sure that it.
Yeah.
We can cut all this, right? Don't.
No, it's staying in. All right. So that's interesting. So it's a slight edge towards John Wick just because John Wick has used what the Predator comes to the table with to his advantage to overcome big odds. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I kind of like where this is going, but I think there's a clear path for the Predator for victory here. But we'll see what happens. Eric, go ahead and hit us with your point number two.
Let's get into it. So next I want to highlight John Wick's combat mastery, which you were touching on, our nice, insightful judge here. Let's dive into John Wick's toolkit of destruction with some juicy examples, shall we? First of all, as you know, guns, 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 okay? Wick's arsenal is like a deadly candy store. His favorite threat, you might ask, is the Heckler & Koch P-30L, which he uses to paint the town red in a nightclub scene in the first movie. For dessert, he often reaches for the Glock 34 with Tyrann tactical mods, perfect for those long-range headshots that we see in John Wick Chapter 2. He also has a bulletproof fashion, all right? Wick's tailored suit isn't just for looking dapper. In John Wick Chapter 2, we see him take multiple shots to the chest and keep on trucking. It's like wearing a Kevlar t-shirt to a paintball fight. You'll still feel it, but you won't be out of the game. He's a martial arts master. This guy's a human blender of fighting styles. You remember that scene in John Wick 3 where he literally takes on two knife-wielding assassins in a stable, right? That's his Brazilian jiu-jitsu and judo skills on full display. He's also a pencil pusher, believe it or not. I once saw him in a scene kill three men in a bar with a pencil. This isn't just a rumor. We actually see Wick turn office supplies into lethal weapons in John Wick Chapter 2. Talk about writing your own death sentence. This is what John Wick can do. He's also a gung fu master extraordinaire. Wick doesn't just shoot. He literally dances with death in the art gallery shootout in John Wick Chapter 2. I mean, both of these movies were both ridiculous, but yeah, Chapter 2 brought it as well. He also seamlessly blends hand-to-hand combat with precision shooting, creating a ballet of bullets. He also has improvised weapons mastery. Give Wick a book in a library, just like he can use pencils, and suddenly the book that he has, he can literally make it the deadliest paperback book ever in history. Or how about using a horse to kick some bad guy's butt? Wick can literally turn everything into a weapon. So that's another skill that Wick has, and that's another point of mine. And that is my point number two.
All right, interesting stuff. So, you know, John Wick is good at taking weapons, and especially improvised weapons, and using them in ways that most people would never expect, especially people he's facing. I'm going to tell you the one thing I like the most about John Wick is his gun fu. I got to tell you that. I love it when he's using Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I love it when he's using improvised weapons with Brazilian jiu-jitsu or any other style he's doing, blending them all seamlessly. But his gun fu, just the way he's using it, like how a samurai would use a sword.
Oh, yeah.
It's just absolutely insane. It's amazing. But the problem is a predator has that helmet, which I'll get into. Also, its body can take a lot of punishment. Mm. So it's not that John Wick's not going to be able to punish the predator physically and hurt the predator physically. He can and he will, but it's going to take a lot more to stop the predator. And will that enable the predator to get him in the right range, get in close? You know, that's where I'm thinking this battle goes. So let me get to my point number two. I'll talk about the predator's weapons. You know, we've seen this before, just a quick iteration. I love his high-tech helmet. It's insanely durable. It can withstand gunfire explosions in crazy amounts of blunt force trauma. It's got that advanced thermal and light spectrum vision. Right. It's perfect for detecting heat signatures, you know, like John Wick's going to have, because his coat's awesome, but it's not going to, you know, not allow the predator to see his heat signature using whatever he's seeing. So he'll be able to see him from far away. If John Wick is hiding, which he's great at, it doesn't mean he won't be seen by the predator. He's also got that cloaking technology. This makes predators almost invisible, right? It allows him to sneak up on prey, stay perfectly still. And the cool thing about the predator is that it can use all of its weapons, especially the energy weapons, while it's cloaked. So it doesn't, you know, like the Klingon ship, this is how much of a nerd I am, the Klingon ship in Star Trek, it's got to decloak most of the time before it fires stuff. Not for the Predator. Solve that problem. I'm going to stay cloaked and still fire stuff at you. He's got that smart disc. That's that boomerang-like weapon. Powerful enough to cut through reinforced freaking steel. Right. And it can be thrown from a long range and potentially sever like any body part or just go do horrible damage. Mm-hmm. He's got that plasma caster. This is actually my favorite Predator weapon. That's that shoulder-mounted weapon guided by line of sight. Really cool. It can blast through thick tree trunks, incinerate targets, blow holes through people, and take out military vehicles. It's capable of rapid-fire kind of successive blasts and creating massive explosions. So you've got an area of attack kind of thing that you can do from a range distance that the predator can do to John Wick, right? If this is up and close, only up and close, that's one thing. But when you can fire at John Wick from far away, camouflage over an area of attack, that's really going to be a problem for him. He's got that combi stick. That's just that super tough spear that he can throw really, really well. He's got those wrist blades, those retractable Wolverine looking things that he can use. And that's going to be a problem. Can it cut through John Wick's jacket? I think it'll do some damage. I don't know. And he's got a ton of range weapons, powerful throwing stars, mini arrows shot from his gauntlets. He's got also that net gun. This is really cool. It shoots a net and then it starts to wrap around the person and then constrict. And it's like sharp steel or whatever it is and starts cutting into the person as it's, you know, constricting. That's definitely going to leave a mark on John Wick, if not something a little bit worse. And worst comes to worst, he's got that advanced medical kit. We saw that in the second Predator movie, but there's nothing to assume that the first one doesn't have it as well. Remember, sever a body part, he gets some whatever and just puts it on that severed body part to stop the bleeding, whatever, screams a little bit, and he's back in the fight. This is kind of crazy. Look, John Wick's pretty much seen every type of badassery the planet has to offer in every variation, which means the only thing that's going to throw him is most likely stuff that doesn't come from planet Earth. That's why the Predator, I think, has an edge in this battle. That's my point number two.
No, okay, good point. Definitely also has a good weaponry as well. I still find with the Predator, his weaponry isn't as lethal or as modern and powerful as what John Wick has, in my opinion.
Well, are you saying like John Wick uses like, you know, that gun food or like really in very, yeah. In that regard, we're on the same, I do see that, but sorry, go on.
Yeah, so like a combi stick, okay, cute. You know, a net gun, all right. So John Wick will have to be really close for a net gun to do anything, but then even if the net gun gets on John Wick, he literally can use his pencil, just rip through the net, you know, and then...
That's a strong pencil.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, then, you know, wrist blades, okay. John Wick just doesn't even need to worry about a wrist blade or just shoot him in the head multiple times, you know? So I find with some of the Predator's weaponry and the fact that he has his advanced medical kit where he can repair himself, but it also shows that if John Wick gets enough firepower on Predator, like, he's not going to have enough time to repair himself. So I'm rebutting that John Wick's weaponry is far superior than the Predator's. But one thing that I did always like about the Predator is his shoulder-mounted weapon. Very cool. But, I mean, come on. John Wick has a great shot. He can just blow that off his shoulder.
That's fair. I always wondered that. Like, someone couldn't take that out, you know, just with a good, well-placed blast. And there's no one more accurate than John Wick while he's on the run fighting something. So this is target. That's a good point. Again, I don't like being nice to you, man. Okay. This is not good. But it's the Who Would Win Unleashed show, not the Hey, Let's Be Friends show. All right, we'll figure this out. Let's go to see what the judge has to say. Michael, you've heard 2 points from both of us. We're now at what's called the turning point. This is where you have to tell us who you think is ahead and what does the other side have to do to come out with a victory.
Oh, this is pretty tough, actually. You know, what was weird about this is that I thought there was a great case being made for, you know, John Wick's ability to improvise things and, you know, the fact that he also has a set of external armor, you know, to a degree, and his mastery of sort of being able to use any weapon that he finds, you know, and that the Predator does seem a little limited to just his own tools that he showed up with, but... You know, the more we think about it, interstellar kind of weaponry is probably, you know, fueled by much more powerful and more knowledgeable technology, you know, if our own military applications would allow us to, you know, use that technology for things like, you know, transportation or medicine or whatever. So, you know, whatever military stuff's got to be far more horrifying, you know, and if you're able to travel across like space and time and like show up to Earth and stuff as this hunt, just to be a jerk and like hunt down people, like, I feel like they have to have some crazy advanced technology, you know, in terms of like warfare, whatever the thing is that they've got going for them is going to be superior just on paper. So this is tough. I would almost call it a dead heat sort of a draw right now, personally. Oh, wow. I think there's great arguments to be made for both. I think a lot of this also comes down to when, where, what are the given circumstances of the combat. You know, if they're in the city and there's a lot of people that John Wick can blend into using his human version of a cloaking device, right? Being able to blend into society and not be able to be seen coming as a master assassin. Or if you're out in the jungle, for example, where the only thing that you're going to ever really be able to hide behind are other heat signatures that maybe you're hoping you're going to stand still and not run away when you get close. It's tricky, man. I think the Predator's got a much bigger case for being able to win in 1v1 combat, especially if you isolate the arena. He's got some stuff that's almost like Game Shark cheat codes here.
Well, so that's a great point. So where is this battle taking place? And I'm going to jump on this one, if you don't mind, Eric.
That's fine.
I think because it's John Wick and a Predator is a hunter looking for its prey,
right?
It's going to go to where the prey is. Mm-hmm. And I think John Wick is more of a city.
Yeah.
You know, citizen of city or urban areas than jungle areas, right, or forest areas for that matter. So I do think this is that Predator going to New York. Where and finding John Wick there because he wants the toughest prey. This might bite me a little bit, but I think for fairness, I do think he would go to New York City to find John Wick. How do you feel about that, Eric?
Yes, I agree with New York. I mean, it's a big city. you know. I can see the Predator going there and to go hunt down John Wick. So, yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's assume then it's a city. It's New York where the Predator is going after an unsuspecting John Wick. You know, Predator just witnessed John Wick taking out 30 people and is like, wow, that is an ultimate warrior. That is a trophy I want. I'm going after that. So that would be our situation, our circumstances, so to speak. So now, with that being said, let's move on to point number three. See how this plays out. Go ahead and here's what you got, Eric.
All right. So on to my point number three, and I'm glad that we were able to come to an agreement on that. And this is where I'm going to bring it home. I now want to focus on John Wick's sheer determination. Okay, here's why John Wick's indomitable will, mental strength, and crazy motivation literally will give him the edge over the Predator. Okay, he literally has unstoppable relentlessness. Once Wick sets his mind on a goal, nothing can stop him. Okay, remember how he tore through an entire nightclub in the first movie just to get literally one guy. That same drive will push him to keep fighting the Predator. No matter how tough or advanced it is, he fights like his life depends on it, because it usually does in most of John Wick's situations. And then he also has that mental toughness under pressure. Like I said before, Wick literally thrives in chaos. Whether he's surrounded by assassins in a glass room, John Wick Chapter 3, or ambushed in the catacombs, John Wick Chapter 2, he literally stays calm. He assesses the situation and adapts instantly. The Predator might bring high-tech weapons for sure, and also, you know, the Predator is very stealth, but Wick's ability to think on his feet literally ensures he never gets overwhelmed. Also, his sheer motivation. Let's face it, Wick isn't just fighting for survival. He's fueled by raw emotion. Whether it's avenging his dog, honoring his wife's memory, or just proving he's the best, the motivation burns hotter than any plasma cannon. The Predator fights for sport, but Wick literally fights with a purpose, and that's what makes all the difference. And also, back to John Wick's pain tolerance. No one else has pain tolerance like John Wick. He gets hit by cars, stabbed, shot, falls off buildings, and still keeps on going. In John Wick Chapter 3, he literally gets up after being thrown from a rooftop. The Predator might land some brutal hits, don't get me wrong, but John Wick has shown time and time again that pain does not slow him down. It just makes him angrier. Also, his unmatched determination. The Predator relies on intimidation and overwhelming force to dominate his prey. But Wick, he doesn't scare easily. In fact, he thrives when the odds are stacked against him. Just like he took out waves of assassins single-handedly, he chipped away at the Predator until victory was his. Wick's willpower isn't just a trait. It's literally John Wick's superpower. While the Predator might have superior strength and tech, for sure, John Wick's unbreakable spirit ensures that he'll never stop fighting until one of them is down. And let's be honest, it probably won't be him. So that's my third point, James.
All right, good stuff. I think we're kind of like circling around the obvious here, which is, you know, who's going to want this more? But mm-hmm. The problem is, it's not about who wants to win more. Is it John Wick who's going to want to kill the Predator more or escape or and survive? And is the Predator going to be like, no, I'm coming after John Wick no matter what. I have to end this guy. And the only way he wouldn't is if John Wick escaped. That's kind of like, I'm just playing this through my head. So for my point number three, I want to talk about the code of the Predator a little bit, right? Okay. And remember, it's an alien species that has thousands of years behind its ancient, like, alien hunting culture. You know, they've been perfecting the art of the hunt for millennia, if that's the right word to use. It's a society where the hunt isn't just a hobby. It's a way of life for them, and their whole societal structure based on how you move up in society or don't is really based on what you kill, how you kill it, and what age you kill it at. It's kind of a weird thing. So think of the motivation the Predator has for this encounter. John Wick doesn't know what this thing is. Right. John Wick doesn't have, you know, a dog in this fight, if that's the right expression, because he's like, I don't know what you are. You're hitting me with high powered stuff. Maybe he sees him face to face. He's big, whatever. John Wick might use a strategic retreat because it's not like his ego is into this. The Predator did not kill his dog, right? That's the thing. Also think of it this way. The code of the Predator tells it to only go after, you know, the most powerful and most, you know, dangerous, capable of prey to fight back. Mm-hmm. In Predators 2, I know it's a different movie, but we saw this point where the Predator sees that police officer does the infrared scan and sees that she's pregnant and leaves her alone because mm-hmm. she's like, nope, this is not someone who they have a child. They can't fight back that well. I'm not going to touch them. Leave them alone. And then they go after more impressive prey. So this is someone who's got that code. I'm looking for the biggest, badass, trophy I can go after. That's John Wick. What is John Wick going to be thinking during all of this? I got to kill this thing, or I've got to just survive, get back on my mission, or at least I need to retreat and figure out what the heck this thing is that's coming after me. Now, we've talked about this. John Wick's been training forever, right? Well, here's the thing. The Predators live for hundreds, possibly thousands of years. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Let's give it 500 years of life. The Predators start training when they're kids, like little kids, according to the, you know, Yautja experience or whatever. And they're not just trained to like, hey, here's how to break a board. They're not going to like a Karate Kids like program, if there was such a thing, and learning how to like do a kata or whatever. No, they're learning how to absolutely rip each other apart, kill things, and get prizes, because that's what they're motivated to do. I'm not even sure how they develop technology. I'm sure it'll come out soon where it'll be like, they found it, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, well, it helps us with hunting, so we'll develop it, whatever. But that's what John Wick is facing. Someone who's got that willpower and culture ingrained into them. Who knows, living for hundreds, if not possibly 1,000 years, with all of that experience. And with that experience comes hunting techniques, which are way different than fighting techniques. To fight something that big is one thing. To hunt John Wick is different. And this is the difference. Can John Wick set traps? Absolutely. If he can figure out what he's facing, and he can do that really quick. But the Predator's already going to set traps or do crazy things or use tactics for the hunt. Not to win the fight, but to win the hunt, right? To kill him. John Wick is immediately, even though they've never seen each other, it's a random encounter in neutral location, John Wick has never encountered something with that kind of motivation, that kind of skill, those kind of tactics, that ancient philosophy of to the hunt. John Wick, I think, in this case, will be like, I do want to kill this thing, but I might need to get some ground first, get some distance, regroup, and figure out what I'm fighting. The best example of that was the first Batman Predator crossover in the early 90s. When Batman and the Predator first face off, mm-hmm. the Predator gets the better of Batman.
Okay.
Batman luckily hits his belt. The Batmobile comes in, hits the Predator, knocks him off, and then takes Batman sneaks in and they take off. Predator then eventually finds the Batcave a few days later. Batman's now prepared. He's got the prep time and absolutely dismantles the Predator in a cool way. I think if John Wick escapes and gets some time, he could absolutely destroy the Predator. But in a one-on-one with no prep time, random, well, it's not a location, it's a city, I still think this favors the Predator. That's my point number three.
Okay, very, very good, solid points that you made.
Stop there. Being so nice. It's freaking me out.
No, but this is what I'm going to hit you back with. Remember, John Wick's adaptability, I think, is why John Wick can literally handle the Predator. First of all, we agreed to put him in a city, in New York City, okay? And literally, John Wick functions in these type of environments, like buildings, cars, manholes, like on and on. So I find that given all the other elements that the Predator will be fighting John Wick in, I don't think the Predator can adapt like John Wick can. And his sheer motivation and his adaptability, I feel, will literally give John Wick the edge over the Predator.
This has been an insanely interesting battle. And again, I don't like how we're being so nice and respectful to each other. This will not continue, by the way, for the next episode. But
thank you.
We'll see what happens here. Let's throw this to the judge. Mike, you've heard three arguments from both Eric and myself. But before we get to your judge's decision, let's go over the top 3 points each of us have for this battle. Eric, what are your top 3 points?
Yeah, so my top 3 points for you, Michael, to take into consideration as you make your decision is, remember, John Wick has crazy physicals and maybe even superhuman durability, okay? That's my first one. My second point, he can kill you with anything, including a pencil, okay? Then lastly, John Wick will make this battle personal, which means he won't stop until the Predator is killed. Those are my 3 points.
All right, my top 3 points real quick. The Predator is what happens when Andre the Giant meets Conan and Rambo. I just thought I could, you know, I kept using Chewbacca and all that kind of stuff. Second one, the Predator is way better weapons, training, and fighting experience than John Wick. And I'm actually going to take something back. I wouldn't say way better training and fighting, but better training and fighting for this situation than John Wick does. Just my opinion. And finally, the real thing is Predator has, I'd say, better motivation to win. Because for him to win, he's coming back now elevated in his society, something that's been ingrained into him for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And really, there's no better trophy than John Wick, especially when the reputation of John Wick gets exposed to the Yautja population. So with all that being said, now it's time for you to render your decision, take us through your process, tell us the story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between John Wick and the Predator.
Well, I think you've both made some very... very fantastic points.
I sure did.
It's definitely like hard to summarize it all up in into its core points. But there are two things. Definitely one thing that brought to mind. We are meeting in New York City. This is just my personal take on it. I'm not sure that Predator survives to find John Wick if he goes to NYC. I think most New Yorkers might be able to take him out. I think he would cut someone off in traffic, and I think you'd find pieces of him in some dumpster somewhere, and no one would ever talk about it because there's no snitches out there. It's just one of those things. He'd be in line waiting for a bagel. He'd bump somebody. They would start something. And right.
Or get choked out on a subway, something.
I don't think the Predator survives that, no matter how strong he is.
Just New York subway creatures alone, right?
Yeah. Again, his hunting is based on ritual stuff. Everyone sort of gets it. Hey guys, we're here to kill these things, and that's the whole deal. Once you start getting that kind of pushback from angry, irate New Yorkers, I don't think he has the stones to confront them. I think he might get sheepish too. He might kind of back down from it. But let's say that's not a non-factor. We're making sure this is a sanctioned 1v1 match. I think the Predator has so many things in his favor in terms of just more advanced tech. I think like his weapons can they're like nothing we've ever seen before. I think, of course, if he has like a lot of advanced tactics and a lot of a big history of being part of a line of warriors, that's very impressive. Obviously, his motivations are very, very strong. This means something ritualistic and almost spiritual to him, as it does to his entire people and a representative of his entire race and species. I would say that as strong as a Predator ever gets, remember that every strength anyone ever has, once it's pointed in the direction of John Wick, becomes sort of their ultimate downfall. The more you fight towards John Wick, the more you're sort of just pointing the bullseye back at yourself. And aside from myself and one other guy, I don't think anyone ever has defeated John Wick. If you so much as punch or kick him, you're probably getting thrown off a building or into a car or something, or And again, we've actually seen him. You made a point about he can only take those punishments once. I've seen him take it for four movies straight, and I just don't think that there's any killing that guy. I think they greenlit a fifth one too, so he's probably immortal. He's probably more of a predator than the Predator is. And if you think about it, the only reason that you can't have like more than one John Wick running around is just that you would just wipe out populations and stuff. And the Predator has definitely not wiped out humanity yet. So it's really hard to say that he can make it through all the New Yorkers in New York City, let alone John Wick. So I really got to say that's probably one for the Wick side. I think Eric's probably got you on this one.
In other words, can you do one thing and just say, so at the end of the day, the winner is...
I think honestly for me and my opinion, at the end of the day, the winner is John Wick.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Eric has finally got a victory.
Oh, I'm telling you, the adaptability is unmatched. Relentlessness. Yes.
You know what? This is good. This is a well-earned victory from Eric. He researched it well. We couldn't have had a better, seriously, you can't get a better judge than Michael Lair with all of his accolades and never mind his involvement with John Wick. And also, Michael and I have had a number of talks about, the Predator and what the Predator can do and what have you. So I do know it was not like, oh, it's just John Wick. He actually weighed both sides insanely well.
For sure.
But I'm going to say something right now. Two things. Number one, I agree with the decision. As weird as that is, I agree with the decision. But if this took place in the jungle, let's say it was in the Predator movie, and Predator just took, did what he did before he died, whatever, and all of a sudden John Wick happens to be walking through there, and then the fight takes place, would it be a different outcome or at least a different type of battle?
I do. I think, especially given the Predator's code and their level of respect for fantastic warriors, and that warrior spirit. I think in that case, it's definitely not a John Wick victory. I think they fight until John Wick has suffered many, many, many trilogies worth of injuries, and then the Predator realizes there's no way to kill this guy. We must be equals, and then they become buddies, and then they wage war against the aliens or something.
Oh, I was going to say, or a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, no, I think they end up being cool homies and then they go on adventures and stuff. So, yeah, no, that sounds great. Actually, where's patent pending? Let's just make this movie.
I mean, we can relight this right now. All right, this is cool. Eric, congratulations. You got the win. Really well done. This was like a classic Who Would Win style matchup.
Yes.
Glad we did it for Who Would Win.
That's only going to find on this show.
Exactly. You know? So tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, how you're feeling with this victory.
So now, since I got this victory, I will now go to my local Carl's Jr. and get myself that triple Western cheeseburger. today.
Way to celebrate, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I think I deserve it. I'm not going to go single go patty. Yeah, maybe throw some onion rings on there if I'm feeling a little spicy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to go if you can treat myself to a triple Western cheeseburger. Yeah.
I mean.
Bacon as well. Yeah.
I mean, that actually sounds pretty good.
Extra
that,
barbecue
if you,
sauce.
If you had to celebrate, that's not a bad way to go.
That's how Eric celebrates, baby. Might even throw in a curly fries if they got them.
That's weird. That's what I do when I feel the pain of defeat. I do the exact same thing.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't go to Carl's Jr.
here's the thing. I think Eric goes to Carl's Jr. whether he wins or loses. It's just, you know. And who wouldn't, by the way? It is a lovely place. It's a fine establishment. And in case Hometown Buffet is not around the corner, you got Carl's Jr. It's right there. It's yes. a good thing.
Yes.
I don't know where we're going with this. All right, Michael Laird, thank you so much for coming on the show. You were absolutely fantastic. Again, I've been wanting to have you on the show forever. There's, again, no one better to have on, especially when we're talking about all things John Wick with your insight and what have you. Even if Keanu Reeves made himself available, like, no, Michael Laird is coming on the show. Yeah, that's what I think about you. And although I love Keanu Reeves, I'm not going to put that out there too. And so please tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Just hit me up on Instagram at Art of Legitsu, ArtofLegitsu. Not really anywhere else. I don't know if you find me on Facebook, it's just my name. But yeah, just hit me up there. I need the follows. I'm not popular.
I mean, you are. You're a very nice guy. You're very likable.
I follow you. I literally do.
I don't like how Eric's looking at you when he says that, by the way. Speaking of predators.
Not on Instagram, just follows me into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when we leave again. Yes. Like when we leave here in a bit.
I heard you were going to Carl's Jr.
That's right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. And can you sit over there for a second? Okay. So, that's horrible. Well done, Eric. Again, congratulations on your first big win on Who Would Win Unleashed.
Thank you.
Totally deserved. What a great episode. Tell Legion of Audience or fan base where they can find you online.
Yes, you can find me at The Eric Holmes. That's my social media handle. It's at TheEricHolmes. Looking forward to connecting with you all.
Very cool. You can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabsy. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
Woo!
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go. And I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.